Curtis Stigers. I Wonder Why on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed is back with Travel Talk. Good to see you, Ed.
Yeah, good to see you too. You're looking very tanned and healthy, Robbie.
Well, I wasn't away last week in Germany in the stifling heat.
I love going to places like the kind of that are not so well known, I guess. And Franconia, which would be northern Bavaria, is a really beautiful spot. Now, famous for, you know, breweries, famous for, like, they have 300 breweries there, famous for winemaking, loads of UNESCO heritage. Like, it's quintessential Germany and gorgeous. So I wanted to do a kind of, I hadn't done a road trip for ages around Germany. Like, it kind of first time I'd driven really in any kind of sense. Autobahn, Robbie. I was doing 220 on the Autobahn. Terrified. Würzburg, beautiful. I mean, there's a famous UNESCO heritage site there, the Residence it's called. Now, this would be like something that you'd see in Versailles. Stunning gardens, like beautiful winery. Did some wine tasting there, which was lovely. The Bockspittel, that's like, they're little Matthias Rosé shaped. They're famous for this. They made a special bottle kind of to be distinctive. And then great food there as well. Then on to Bayreuth, which is like Bayreuth. Beautiful place. Now, I'd been there before. Again, famous for the Wagner Opera Festival, in fact. Wagner lived here. Famous for Wilhelmina and the Margravial Opera House, which is, again, UNESCO Heritage Site. And when you go inside, you'll see it's just like the prettiest, most beautiful opera house you've ever seen. It's all wood inside and it's ornate. Like, again, Bayreuth to be famous, I suppose, for your kind of like Rococo, Baroque, all that sort of architecture. And really nice. Now, outside there, they have this place called the Hermitage, which was Wilhelmina's like summer residence. Massive indoor fountains, outdoor fountains, like beautiful walks and, you know, beach lined avenues. You could get lost there for days. Again, stunning inside in the actual palace itself. But the outside area in the Hermitage, they have concerts there. That was all really, really lovely. And I really enjoyed that. Bayreuth as well is famous for beer. And I stayed in a brewery, in a hotel brewery, right? So the hotel and the brewery.
Did you stay in the VAT, no?
Yeah, I know. The Meisel Brewery. Now, this guy Meisel goes back again to, like, you know, century-old family tradition. Everything still works there. So if the electricity went in the morning, they could still brew beer with the old
German
with the old
efficiency
gear.
For
yeah.
You.
And you could, if you see it, it's like this massive, you know, big brass vats and stuff. So that was really, really enjoyable. And that Bayreuth is only 40 minutes from Nuremberg, and it's a really fabulous place to go. Pretty, like, you know, tidy towns. Everything is gorgeous. Always wanted to do the history in Nuremberg. Nuremberg's the capital of Franconia, leveled during the war, rebuilt. You'd never think, when you look at the castles and you look at the places, some of them weren't damaged at all.
Of course, most of us will know it from the trials, won't we?
The trials. And I went to courtroom 600, Robbie.
Oh, okay.
And I saw, I mean, it is so interesting to see everything there, where they were kept, what happened. You go inside, there's a kind of a silence, everybody's in there. And of course, there's the whole museum beforehand when you go in there, the actual museum, which goes through everything. Nuremberg Trials Memorium, it's called. Mm. And that's where everything, you know, you'll see all the history there up to 1946. That's really, really good to do. And then from there, I went to what's called the Documentation Centre of the Nazi Party Rally Grounds. Now, if you've ever watched Leni Riefenstahl's movies, Triumph of the Will, the famous propaganda movies,
yeah.
The trial, this is amazing. And you go there and you see the balcony where he stood and you go around, massive area. The Colosseum that he built, you know, the kind of replica of the Colosseum. Huge, big area out there, but really, really interesting. And I enjoyed that.
And what about the cost of eating and doing day-to-day stuff in the area?
Well, it's funny, you know, when you talk to people, like I was chatting to some of the, like Martina, and like she was kind of knocked back by the prices here. I was knocked back by the prices there because, again, way cheaper. Big gross and beers for like €4, you know. Don't ask for the big beer, by the way, because I thought the big one was like a pint, kind of like a pint, but it's bigger
than
that.
This is a massive one,
you know.
Yeah.
So we went to a fantastic brewery there as well, Alstad. The brewery was wonderful. Again, you know, you sit outside, you can do your different meats, your cured cheese, you know, all the kind of stuff there.
And what
really,
sort
really
of
good.
Cost of flights there and back?
The 3 times a week flights to Nuremberg are really good. I mean, from 1999, I was looking even this morning, each way. Goes up to kind of 39.99. Now, you get on the flight I took back, the scheduled time of the return flight was like 11:30 at night. So you have the whole day on the day of your return. So, and there's early morning flights. So, the prices are from 19.99. Now,
okay,
there was
so
even
affordable.
Cheaper. Yeah, very affordable. And like, I would say it's lovely to go there. For me, I think like September, October is a fabulous time to go there for a city break. And you can hop on the train to Bayreuth. The German Tourist Board are doing a thing as well. For €49 for a month, they're doing train passes on the regional trains. You can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, it's a great way
all
to,
over
to
the
see
place.
The country as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and the trains are brilliant. Now, the old town of Nuremberg, the walled city, it's like Derry. So it's all kind of within walls. That's really, really nice as well. So.
Fantastic.
But yeah, the whole area there, Franconia, I really enjoyed it. And yeah. You love German experiences. And
absolutely.
I know you love your sauerkraut and
yes,
all that.
I do.
So.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, you'd be very happy here, Robbie. You'd love it. And
all the info you can get at frankentourismus.com.
Great destination. And you know, there's loads more I could have done as well. But I did a bike tour as well. I cycled around Nuremberg. That's a great one, by the way, the bike tour. You know, like here, you know, the Dublin bike,
yeah,
same kind of thing. You literally can book that sort of, and that was lovely, by the river, cycling around, really, really lovely. Yeah.
Excellent. From cycling on the riverbank to breakneck speeds on the Autobahn.
I know.
Ed,
absolutely.
Finn, have a great weekend, Ed, and we look forward to seeing you next week for more Travel Talk.
Thank you, Sean. Robbie,
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.